Good morning, everyone, and oh, isn't it exciting? Avini Health, I love being part of this. And we just came off of the most glorious convention. I would like to call it a family reunion. We got a really healthy culture. And one of the things that just hit me was our new key person as far as corporate is somebody that's going to teach us a lot of good stuff, MJ Durkin. He's been involved in training for a long time, but one of the things he talked about was just asking everybody what their feelings were. Just in a word, what would the convention be? And a lot of words were said, but he said what he felt most was love. And that's my favorite thing because it's the most powerful force, the most wonderful thing in the whole universe. When you think about life, we're all looking for purpose, and really, the abundant life is just who we love and who loves us. That's what it's all about. Also, one of the things I'm excited about, all of us, I think if you are joining Avini, you are a product enthusiast. You're a health nut, and you're looking for ways to make things work better. And of all the things I would miss the most, I suppose it would be my mind. this is something very personal. When you think about your mind, well, this is where I live. And it's been said that we must take good care of our mind because our mind is what takes care of everything else. And think about that. That's everything. And so now we have Avini Plus Mind and Vision. Oh, wow. I really love that. And I believe that Avini Plus Mind and Vision, that this is an opportunity to grow your brain. Think about that. Wow. That wonderful house of thought and creativity. And when you look at Avini Plus Mind and Vision, an opportunity to grow your brain, would you go for that? And I've heard it said, I was listening to a podcast with James Rouse, and he says that every time you take a bite of something, that every time you put something into your body, it's going to create a chemistry. Now, here's the thought he talks about. When you do this chemistry, is it going to be awesome? Is it going to be empowering? Is it going to be creative and courageous? Or is it going to take down your game? Because what you eat affects everything around you, everything you value. So choose to eat well. And that includes supplementation. And Rick Deitch, he talks about that. He says that if your diet, and that includes supplements, and of course, we don't use supplements to perform a poor diet. We use it all together. But if your diet is healthy, he says that you should have energy. You should think clearly. You should sleep better. You should feel good. Be more vital. And this is such an important thing because being healthy, it makes everything better in your life. The way you move and eat and all of that, it all works together. It all serves each other. And so here's what it says in your shopping cart. If you open up and look at all the products, there's descriptions, and that's a really good go-to. But it says Avini Plus Mind and Health is a unique combination of nutrients that feed the brain and eyes, working in concert to maintain and enhance brain and nervous system functions, as well as promote visual acuity. Ooh, that all sounds really good. Specifically, he says that this includes mental alertness, clarity, memory retention, improved visual focus, as well as improved night vision and glare recovery. Oh, wow. And these positive effects upon the structure and function of the brain and nervous system and eyes, and all of this is supported by numerous scientific and clinical studies. And as Rick talked about, and no fairy dust, as an example, lutein. And he mentions in there that Centrum, the multivitamin, now with lutein. And he talks about how it's just the tiniest fraction that, so you can put it on a label, but it's just a tiny fraction of the amount that shows any clinical activity where anything has changed. Well, the thing I love about our product is it's pure, clean. It's really in there in substantive amounts with no fillers. And when I say fillers, it's fun to look around and just see some of the studies that have done. And one that really is heartbreaking, really, because you want to have products that you can trust. And some of the big names you can look up, a study that was done where an independent lab, they went to Walmart, Walgreens, and GNC and bought some labels of some supplements, took them to the lab. Some of them had no activity at all. It was just fillers, and that's it. Along that line, when I was getting excited about silver and comparing and wondering what else is out there, there really isn't anything else out there. One of the studies I found doing some internet research was a lab ordered 10 different colloidal silvers from Amazon, and 7 of those 10, it was all ionic silver. And as we know, that's really not so good. That gets inside your cells and can create some biochemical havoc. Wow. But going back to this plus, mind, and vision that's pure, clean, good amounts that really make a difference, that will make things work better, I'm sure this is going to be a big deal product. And I'm always fascinated with this idea. First off, it's a good name. Oh, excuse me. First off, it's a really good name for a product, Avini Plus Mind and Vision. That's such good things to have. And this idea that the brain and the eyes is actually a part of the same thing. It's the eye is actually a component of the brain. They work so close together. And I think about this idea that the eyes are the window of the soul. It's an amazing living camera. And you think about how cameras work. And just like a camera, you have the iris, and there's muscles that contract and relax, altering the size of the pupil. It controls the amount of light that comes into the cornea, moves into the lens. This amazing living lens projects onto the retina. Now, that's the powerhouse of the eye. There's millions of individual light-sensitive receptors. We probably remember that in school, rods and cones. And all of these receptors are just ultra-sensitive, trigger messages that send stuff to the brain, and that's interpreted. And all of a sudden, we're seeing this beauty of millions of different colors and just this multidimensional view of our world, all of the beautiful things out there. It's just what a great blessing to be able to see and comprehend what we see. Now, one of the things going into the convention, not just products, but some other thoughts that I was thinking about, we want to consume and eat really well, including good supplements. People ask me all the time, what Avini things do you use? And boy, I use them all. Just all of them work, and they all work together to just make us more healthy. But here's the thought, going to that convention, this idea that you're never too young to learn and never too old to change. I've heard that said, and I'm just so excited, so grateful that I went there. It sure got me pumped up. And I think about this, that the conference, this is where decisions are made. And I look back and reflect on pretty much anybody that's accomplished anything, certainly people that have accomplished something of greatness, that they can probably look at a distinct moment in their life where a decision was made. And I believe that's one of the designs of having these events, is there's a lot of moments, aha moments, where all of a sudden you think, I get it, where all of a sudden inside you, something happened in your head, in your heart. And it's just the most wonderful thing. And so big decisions are made at big events. I love that idea. Now that we've come home, don't let that wear off. John Maxwell, he says that the longer you wait to do something that you should do now, the greater odds are that you won't do it. So don't let that fall away. Begin practicing all of the things that you want to do. Do it now. Start right now. One of the most important things, and I'm talking to myself on this, is be careful what you put into your mouth, but also into your mind. Be very careful about your consumption, I think particularly of online media. This stuff has been designed to be addictive. And just like muscles, going to the gym, I think one of the most interesting ideas, if you go to the gym several times a week and you haven't done that before, in a month or two, will you be able to notice any difference? as far as being able to move and perform and everything. Of course. And it's the same thing. What if you started reading even just 15 minutes a day, good books? Well, train your mind like a muscle and needs to be practiced and developed. And that's one of the big things is when you're looking at media, use it. Don't let it use you. Don't let other people rent space in your head. Just such an important thing. Another thing, I really think multitasking, is that really even something? Can you really think about two different things at the same time? There's so many studies that show that it does not work, that you become less effective. But training our mind to multitask, looking at something else, well, your brain adapts to that and you lose your ability to focus. Distractions become a habit. And we're all with this modern world with all of this stuff going on. We're training our brains to be unfocused. Everybody's got ADD. And it's just really important to just think, okay, I need to learn and practice focus, because we can just get so accustomed being in front of a computer to continuous stimulation that you might be feel bored in the absence of it. Multitask, watching other stuff, you are less efficient. It can adversely affect all sorts of things, your memory, all kinds of things. But just some thoughts about that. Going into the convention, I've known MJ Durkin for about 20 years. Love what he talks about, love his books. And one of the things he mentions is this idea of actually looking at these aha moments and making this a big thing, what he calls an awareness explosion. He stands up on the chairs and it's quite exciting because he wants to awaken all of us and make everything clear. He talks about mental success tracks, making progress tracks. I think that's one of the things. Okay, we got some really cool things that are being unrolled, but don't wait for them. Just right now, just get up in the morning and start making a different life for yourself. I would recommend get some exercise. Go for a walk, go to the gym, read a good book, say your prayers. If you're getting online, maybe don't do that the first thing. And also do a measured and judicious look at the media. Facebook, whatever, maybe get a timer and say so many minutes, done. Don't just go along going through everything. And as you get more friends and more things there, it's just really important. Live your life. And so we can change. I believe that's what a lot of this was at the convention, is to change. And I love Jim Rohn. It's something that just stuck in my mind over and over again, and it made me change, because he said, when you change, everything will change for you. Okay, MJ talks about we resist change. We like the same old stuff. He talks about a zone of safeness, that we don't want to change. We just want to stay right where we are. That's not really what we want to do. We want to, well, you're really happy, but all of us, only a mediocre person is always at their best. So success is a progressive realization of a worthy ideal. If you got something, get something else. And I love what Avini is all about. It isn't this place where you arrive. It's just continuously progressing, finding more and more people. Ultimately, in my mind, I think, what is success? What's making a positive difference? If you can make a positive difference in the life of another person, oh, that's success. How can it be any better than that? Well, make it an even greater difference in a larger number of people. And that's the fun thing about moving up the ranks in Avini, is we get to do that. But here we are coming out of that convention. If you went, review the thoughts and how you felt in that and act on it. If you missed it, talk to people who did go. But also, one of the big things, he talked about repetition and reinforcement, or the parents of skill. Well, one of the big things, and you can do this right now, is he says, here's a good skill. And he talks about in his book, and I recommend you get it, Double Your Contacts. This is a book that introduced me to him back in 2005, almost 20 years ago. Double Your Contacts, essentially, it all distills down to that we've joined a business, and the activity every day is gathering names, making a list of those names, reaching out and contacting them, and then, of course, following up creating a follow-up system, and then just doing that each and every day and learning to message really well. One of the things I really enjoy about him on the follow-up, he says, here's a really good skill. And this is really powerful. When you follow up, a lot of people are looking for you to take the cue from you, especially if you're fully confident in what you've got. You can't do a Vini, let me try it on a couple of friends and see what they think, and you haven't decided. They will feel that, and they're not going to be attracted to decisiveness. So make up your mind that you are going to do this, and once that happens, everything changes. And MJ talks about this. He says, okay, on the follow-up, and they're thinking, well, you can just bring this in. He says, can I make a recommendation? And while you're doing that, if you're with them or on a Zoom, but I would say even if you're on the phone, it will transmit through, is nod confidently while asking this. He talks about this momentum for them to say yes, creating a momentum for them to say yes. Isn't that powerful? And so on the follow-up, again, can I make a recommendation? Nod while confidently asking this, getting the momentum for them to say yes. Isn't that great? And I can't remember who said it, but I love this, that we want to be a vision holder in Avini Health, and that this is smart and it attracts smart. I love that. We're a great group of people. We got some really amazing stuff, and we're attracting smart people. Well, kind of continuing along this idea is when you're anxiously engaged in something like this, where you have this wonderful and awesome and yet sobering responsibility, because if it is to be, it is up to me. If it doesn't get done, it's because you didn't do it. And if you make that phone call, things will happen, especially with the magic and the power of large numbers, where you just overwhelm it with activity, where all of a sudden it just becomes a certainty. You get really good at the skill of reaching out, adding people to your list, good people, learning to tell the story, tell it well, tell it often, tell it to good people, and then it just happens. And the most wonderful thing is, this is something that Albert Bandura said, people who believe they have power to exercise some measure of control over their lives are healthier, they're more effective, and more successful than those who lack faith and their ability to affect changes in their life. My goodness, this is all about that. This was a lot of what the conference was about, is when you change, everything will change for you. And so get the mindset that you can change things, that you're a game changer, that you're a rainmaker, that you can go out and share a Vini and change their life forever. I've been changed forever with these products and what this has. And it's just the most wonderful thing. So your mindset, what is that? Love that idea, because when you enter a mindset, you enter a new world. The definition, looking this up, it says a mindset is a set of beliefs that shape how you make sense of the world and yourself. And this is important because it influences how you think, feel, and behave in any given situation. Well, a good mindset provides you with meaning and purpose, and it ultimately orients who you are and who you can become. Wow. Well, meaning, that's what your mindset does. It gives meaning to your life, and that's the foundation of our existence. I love being involved in this, because I think in my mind, one of the first things I always do when I meet somebody is, what do you do? Well, if you meet somebody so often, what do you do? Oh, I work at Joe's machine shop. Well, how long have you been doing that? Too long. Most people don't have much enthusiasm. Most people really don't like what they're doing. And isn't it a blessing to love what you're doing? I was sharing with some people at the convention that it was just a little over a week ago, coming out of a new gym, and I met a couple of old friends. I haven't seen them for many years. And one of the first questions they asked me is, are you retired? And I says, no, actually, I'm just getting started. And one of them looked at me, and motioned with his finger in his mouth, and I just think, oh wow, I love what Warren Buffett says. He does not need the money, but he loves work. He's pretty old enough to retire. He really could. But he says, every day I tap dance on the way to work. That's how I feel about this. When you love what you do, well, first off, you can do lots of it. And this is just so wonderful. In fact, along that line, have you ever met somebody that's really good at something and they hate doing it? I think that's one of the critical things and important about Avini, is it hits on such a common chord that all of us, it's all about love. And if we really believe in something, we're just naturally going to share it with the people we love. Well, Avini harnesses that with amazing products and then allowing us to do it purposefully and strategically, efficiently, and creating this multiplying effect by teaching other people to take that natural tendency of sharing stuff that we believe in with the people we love. And all of a sudden, we're creating a whole new world. And one of the things I think also is really interesting is just the stories of coming home, just me personally, visiting with people, coming to the convention, met a few people that had met some folks, but so many stories of people on the way home, their seating companion on the plane, recruiting them. When we got up Sunday, we had quite a bit of extra time, so we took an Uber to church. I can't help myself. I've done this for a long time, and so the Uber driver, how long have you lived in Las Vegas? Do you like it? How long have you been an Uber driver? Just getting to know them and discovering that they love people and they're interested in health. And so just in a really fun thing, I says, well, we were at a convention, and I'm just so excited because we're working with a startup company. But it's pretty unique. The CEO lives right here in Las Vegas, and we're looking for some good people. Let me tell you what's going on. We've got a category creating brilliant biochemist who's done billions of dollars in sales over 25 years. But all through that time, he's had the joy, but also frustration of licensing products to companies that don't really respect it, and they keep dropping the ball. And myself, I was introduced to it 6 years ago because of a personal health miracle. And I'm just thrilled to say that 2 years ago, they started their own company. And so in-house, we got our own manufacturing, our own laboratory. We're bringing out brilliant products, but a lot of them are coming out of a vault that have 20 years of a track record, but it's brand new. And oh my goodness, if you want to have fun, help a lot of people, and be in a company that's is growing like crazy, we need to talk. And then, oh yeah, here's my phone number, here's my email. Same thing, going from church to the airport. Another Uber driver. Now, Uber drivers are not that responsive, but those two were. And that's what you want to do, is just every time you can think about it, have your antennas up. Be thinking, I got something wonderful to share, and just keep your eyes open for that. Okay, I want to say enroll in this company training as soon as you can, but don't wait. Start training now. Okay, one of the things I would do is get that book, Double Your Contacts. And he just wrote another brand new book, and it's a lot of fun, easy read, very short, and it's $4.75, $4.75 on Amazon. Got a delightful title, and this is what we want to do, is what this title says. Activity, hustle, and the power of action. Do that. Just go for it. I just want to mention also, we've got a new product, and I'll just read what it says in the description when you go open up the shopping cart. Avini's Plus Cardio Care provides all the nutrients to support the entire cardiovascular system. It provides nutrients to aid the heart muscle as an efficient pump, improving heart rate and rhythm, while supplying nutrition to improve circulation, stabilize blood pressure, and improve the structure and function of the blood vessels. Oh my goodness, this is all really good stuff. Some of my earlier readings about this, just like blood vessels, that essentially you can, like the rings of a tree, how old you are, the elasticity, the stendability or whatever of your blood vessels is a really strong indicator of how young your body is. This is so exciting. Now, here's a thought I like to think about. Okay, the tip of the spear, our most wonderful product that I always lead with, Cell Defender. There's so many places, so many blood vessels where the blood cells have to line up one by one to go through. There's so little, and we call this microcirculation. But I'm thinking in my mind, I believe that a Vini plus CardioCare is going to make Cell Defender work better because it's just going to open up all of those streets up and down where Cell Defender can come and visit every individual cell and take out the trash. Wow. So this is going to help us nourish every cell of our body by bringing oxygen and nutrients, and also to help take out the trash of every cell. Everyone should be on Avini's Plus CardioCare. But, oh, my goodness, here's another way to be wholehearted. But, oh, so excited. The timing's right. The market's immeasurable. We've got products that are everybody needs them. Nobody has them. The opportunity is yours. Let's go do this. Sure love you guys. There's just never been a moment. So seize the day. This can be your time to shine. And just decide you're going to go big with Avini. Be one of the big players. Don't dabble. Get in this. Get those books. Don't wait for the training. Motivate yourself. So, again, let's go for it.